Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Here we go with Jamie in Springfield. Jamie writes, I'm a 33-year-old married woman. I had an argument with my husband, and he said he regrets marrying me. Later on, he apologized and said he didn't mean it. Did he really mean it? Don't people say what they truly feel when they're mad?
He said
No, people don't really truly say what they mean when they mad. Sometimes you let some stuff out. At the particular moment, he did regret marrying you.
And he meant it.
At that particular moment. Yeah, he regretted it at that particular moment. But he came back and apologized to you. In so anger.
Never said that one. No.
She's supposed to let that go. That's pretty.
Well, you know, I ain't never said it out loud.
All right, here we go with the truth, finally. Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's very hurtful.
Oh, that's mean.
But that's why, man, you have to be careful in anger, man. You have to be careful when you're angry. Just the best thing to do for fellas when you're angry, walk away. Because you can't take back a lot of stuff you said. And that goes for women, too, because women have very, very sharp tongues, man.
Ooh,
because
yes,
y'all
sir.
Can cut. Y'all can cut deep. Y'all got a machete. And y'all can say stuff to a man that can damage him and you can't get it back.
And we know it hurts.
It's you know, and you should never say something to your partner that you know will hurt them.
Right.
You can't go to that vulnerable place because now the one person that I love and trust and depend on is out to hurt me. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah. You shouldn't do that. You're absolutely right.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because you know your man's weak spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yep. All right, moving on. So he should apologize and they should try to make it work. That's what you're saying.
Well, I mean, he just said it in anger, but he made a big mistake. He shouldn't have said that.
No, he should not have.
I hate our marriage.
Don't ever say
that
again.
That sting right there.
Yeah.
Ditto.
I wish I had never married you.
Just saying it makes something else.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Yeah. I don't know how you go get that one back.
I've never said that one. But you've said it, but not aloud.
That's but you know, you need to say that as you pack it. That's what you need to do. That's what you say after you've signed a lease at your other apartment.
Right. that's back from that. Yeah.
No, that's a, I'm gone. And on the way out here, let me give you something.
Yeah.
That's like a parting gift.
Yeah.
That's an exit.
All right. Moving on to Gloria in Atlantic City. Gloria says, I'm in a singing group. My boyfriend and my close friends have stopped coming to support me because I sing the same songs every time I perform. They think I need to switch up my songs. Should I switch up my songs or my friends is what she wants to know. Gloria in Atlantic City.
Well, baby, listen to me. You sing the same song. Now, your boyfriend, Nim, ain't the only one that's hearing these songs. This is some people that go to stuff regular night. And, you know, they waiting on you to sing some more songs, too. Mm-hmm. What's the matter? You don't know no more?
Her repertoire is small.
I mean, if we're going to go down here and all you're going to sing is the same song. You know how many songs is out there you can learn?
Yeah.
Get your band together.
Mm-hmm. You say she in a group?
Yeah, she's in
But they ain't that good, though. I'm going to tell you.
How do you know that?
They ain't that good. Ain't nobody. We ain't coming down here to hear the same song. Yeah, they ain't that good. It's the same song.
So she's thinking about quitting her friends over this.
Well, you're going to have to quit going down to that club in a minute. Because you don't get a new show. Yeah, you gotta get a new show. You need some new song. Yeah, you sitting up in here. We gonna dump. If she, I know she finna sing the Supremes. Here she go.
But a Broadway show does the same thing every night for months and months. Residencies in Vegas, mm-hmm. They do the same.
Yeah. She ain't got none of that. She ain't on Broadway. She ain't got no residency. She down there at Piccolo's.
All right. Moving on to Avenel and Tyler. Avenel writes, I love to drink and have a good time. And when I drink, I get flirty. My husband knows how I am. And after 22 years of marriage, it shouldn't bother him. He said that he does not trust me. And is this just an excuse, Avenel wants to know, to keep me out of the club so he can just go?
Avenel, you don't see nothing wrong you're doing.
Nothing.
You got on his last
what are you doing?
Is this just he know how I am? Is this his way of keeping me out the club so he can go by himself? Avenel, he tired of you now.
Yes. Flirting with
Avenel,
you guys.
And Avenel, you old. You old. Avenel.
Because of the name?
Avenel Maxine Jackson.
What is her husband's name?
Buford.
Buford
Roland Jackson.
Avenel Maxine and Buford Roland. Okay. Wow. So he doesn't trust her, she says.
Like, you need to quit drinking.
Yeah. And stop flirting.
And
including your husband. What are you doing?
He don't trust you. Why y'all still at the club with a name like Avenel? That ain't a club. Y'all at a tavern.
22 years of marriage. Yeah. All right. Last one, Steve. Here we go. This is from Morris in Baton Rouge. Morris says, my wife and I see a lot of men going in and out of the neighbor's house. She just moved in and told us that she's a massage therapist. She only massages men from what we can see. Is she doing more than rubbing on those men?
Now, who wrote this letter?
The husband, Morris.
Morris, you know what's happening.
Morris know he's going over there.
And he wants to go over there.
What is Morris? Morris trying to figure out before he sign up for this massage, is it more to it? Mm-hmm. And Morris, you know good and well.
Some
if I'm
energy.
Over your house and I'm laying on the table.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you rubbing me.
Come on, set the scene. Uh-huh.
I hear some oil involved. Your thumb, you doing glutes.
Uh-huh. Massage.
Eventually, I'm going to have to turn over.
All right, on that note, thank God we're out of time.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.